Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. I'm in the studio with Gabe Edney today. We're really glad you're with us today. Gabe?
Man, we've had a great week, and we're ready to go again on the podcast talking about the awakening. The awakening is so important. You have went so deep into the awakening of just give me a little, before we get into this, I want to go from awakening into another area. Just summarize the awakening real quick, maybe a hard question to ask.
No.
Summarize it really tight. And then let's move on.
It's a great question. From the time I really came back to the Lord in 1984, and then started going to church there at a little First Baptist Church, Allison, Texas, I believed that there was a time coming where the church would be as powerful and as full of agape, unconditional love, as what I have seen depicted in the Bible. And I believed for that all these years, Gabe, prayed for it all these years. We've prepared for it here. Since day one, that'll be 35 years here in a couple of months. And now I'm starting to see the kingdom of God emerge at a rate, at a level like I've never seen before. And there's a lot of indicators for that. One is that there's a lot of people coming to the Lord. There's a lot of salvations happening in our house, in our neighborhood, in the region, and in the world. And really, I think it's stuff happening in third world countries, even at a greater rate than it is in America. That's embarrassing because it's our America is founded on Christian values. We've been free to worship and those kind of things. And we're living in a time where those liberties could be, there's of course a demonic plan to take those things away from us. So it's time for the church to really stand up. And I've said it over and over again. If the true church doesn't rise up and rise up quickly, the human race is in for some dark times. So that's where we are. So the awakening is, in a nutshell, God is moving on the hearts of mankind. No one is causing this except God. And it's God is after the heart of men and women that worldwide. I put a little post out on Facebook this last week. God's after our heart. He won't take it. It must be given to him willingly. And what we've been encouraging, as you well know, in the house here, so we think the safest thing to do, the most productive thing you can do right now is open the doors of your heart and say, Lord, have at it. And he really will do that. So we're being conformed into the image of Jesus, individually, of course, but also corporately as the body of Christ is shaping up. The body of Christ is becoming, because of this awakening thing, the body of Christ is becoming what God intended for it to be when Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, I will build my church and the gates of hell won't prevail against it. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in the heavenlies, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in the heavenlies. The reason I'm emphasizing the word you is because the way we see it, I believe the kingdom way to look at it is God, by his own design, handed this thing off to Jesus. Jesus said, I'll build my church. By God's own design, he won't reach over the church and do what he's given us, the authority, number one, and two, the power. And it goes on down the line, wisdom and, you know, the how-tos and all that. So we're living in a time where I believe that is happening. I'm not the only one saying this. Now, 4 years ago, I wasn't hearing it from anybody. Now we're hearing it. It's happening all over. And you don't have to be extremely spiritually adept to pick up on it. There's a lot of stuff like that happening. And a lot of times it's hidden. It's so hidden behind all the negative stuff we're bombarded with in our, which to me is another indicator of the awakening. The Bible says that there's a time coming where everything that can be shaken will be shaken. My opinion is we're living in that time. Everything's being shaken. The financial system, the political system, school system, education, business, commerce, everything's being shaken right now. If you're not careful, you'll get your focus on that and you get discouraged about things. But if you have kingdom eyes, if you're born again, you got to tap into that. You have the mind of Christ, so let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we get focused on and get our focus on what God is doing. And you begin to see it everywhere. You can't not see it when you start to look. And that needs to happen. So the awakening is something that God is causing, and he's waking up the heart of mankind. And when I first started hearing this stuff, few years ago, the Lord said, the awakening is here. It's not coming. Now, it's going to come to a greater degree depending on what we do it with it as individual, but more so the church. It's going to manifest to a greater degree. But the Lord said to me in that still small voice, the awakening is here. The church is asleep. So it's in our mandate on our house and probably a lot of others around to wake up. And so we're waking up the people in our household and the people that are connected with us. And hopefully through the podcast here, people start to become aware of that and then pay attention to what God is doing and saying, what God's saying to their own heart. That's how it happens. It's really contagious. We're seeing it be contagious in our household, the people that are connected with us out there. So
take it down to an individual level, just a person to person. Yeah. What does one person do? We think about this whole, the government thing. Uh-huh. What can one person do but go vote? What can one person do? If you were going to tell one person, these are the things you need to be ready for in the awakening. Uh-huh. Here's what you need to, if you were going to say, and you could give direction, what would be some direction of that you would say for me to go or anybody to go?
I think the very first thing to say is, I just said it a little bit there, and that is pay attention to what you're feeling spiritually. We're geared to know those things. But even Christians are so used to letting other people do their thinking. They're so used to taking it as it comes. But we've got to get on the other side of that and understand. I think even the fact that we're talking about an awakening that's taken place is getting some people's attention that hadn't thought about that before. So maybe the Lord will use this podcast to touch some people about that. But I would just say this. I use this passage of scripture almost every Sunday when I'm inviting people for an invitation for salvation. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man opens, I'll come in and dine with him, basically what it says. We've used that for salvation so much, but it goes far beyond that. And that is, right now, he's knocking on the door of our heart. For people that are already saved, of course, when we open the door to our heart, again, and I say this on Sundays, when I'm teaching or even on this podcast, if God doesn't do something, if he doesn't do something, nothing happened. I can preach all day long, but unless God does something, nothing really happened. And when God does something, it's always a work in the heart of man. So I would just say, get your focus on that. Pay attention to what it is that God's saying and doing and get in your spiritual mode. I'm talking to you out there. You can do that. You're geared to do that. We just have to do it. It comes down and fleshes out where we're giving God more of our heart. And I stand at the door and knock. So I say, open the door of your heart. You said, what do we do on a personal level? Well, you can go in any direction, but the whole politics is such so in your face. But let's just get back to this. When we open the doors of our heart and say, Lord, have at me, that'll keep you busy for a while. There are things that God needs to do in me and you and the ones listening that are about conforming us into the image of Jesus. I'm a lot more like Jesus than I was 10 years ago, but I'm still got a long ways to go to be like Jesus. So those are the things that God is setting in order. And Gabe, again, we'll talk about it a lot more. We talked about how important the church is in what we're talking about, how important the church is. It's happening church-wide. The Bible says judgment begins at the house of God. Now, I'm seeing a lot of that kind of thing happen, what you would call judgment, people who have been in error, hidden things that are being brought out in the open by a lot of them are nationally known ministry people. So you see judgment, those things are being exposed that way. But the other thing is, I think if we'll understand that judgment begins at the house of God, rather than having to undergo a severe judgment of whatever needs to be brought to the light is, as we get our focus on the Lord right now and change, repentance begins at the house of God. Change, shift begins at the house of God. So when we know those kind of things and we apply our own self individually and especially and also church leaders, judgment begins with the leadership of the house. One of the things I learned a long time ago is that if the leaders don't deal with blatant sin, compromise and stuff in the body, God will judge the leaders for not doing that. That's just one thing to talk about. The time we're living in, God's really serious about this thing. He was really serious about the church when it was born. And we know that the instance where Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit, they died right there on the spot. That was the church. That was the church in its infancy. You got to believe that God is as serious about perfecting the bride, which we're becoming, the body of Christ is becoming the bride of Christ, that'll be presented to him as a bride that's without spot or blemish. And so that's part of what's happening. And when I say judgment begins at the house of God, the introspection, looking for an individual, you ask the original question, what should we do? As the Lord speaks to you, as the Lord deals with you, pay attention really what he's doing, because what he's doing is perfecting you. And I've seen this happen a lot recently, talked about it a lot, is there's a trend where a lot of people are going through some of the hardest things they've ever been through in their life. It's real easy to, especially for mature Christian people, it's real easy to say, I'm under attack. This is what's happening with me. This is what I'm having to deal with. I can see God in all that, in that God is dealing with our imperfections, our inconsistencies. He's dealing with those things to perfect us. If we submit to the process, one, we can shorten the duration of the test, right? If we submit to the process. So I think that's another thing that speaks to your question of what can an individual do? And submit yourself to the process. And James said it in his letter, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, that's what's happening. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, goes on to say, let patience have its perfect work. And then it says, if any of you lack wisdom, and in the context of what James is talking about there, it's, do you need wisdom in some insight into why am I going through this hard thing? Because that's what he was talking about. Count it all joy when you fall in various trials. Why would he say that? Obviously, he had been through it before, and he had understood that some of the hardest things he had been through in his life, God produced a lot of positive things in that. So that's what's happening with people. And I'm seeing people mature a lot quicker who submit to the process. I've said this quite a few times over the last 6 or 8 months, and that is, I asked even last Sunday, do you feel like you're operating in a greater level of wisdom? I think that's happening. God is giving us his wisdom. We do have the mind of Christ, right? So that shouldn't be something that's off the map. It should be something that we expect to operate in a greater level of wisdom, in the wisdom of God. The trend of people going through these hard things is God is causing us to get to the end of ourselves. Everything that happens can be more God and less us. John the Baptist, he was the one that sent to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. And he said this, and we ought to keep it in mind too. As he, Jesus, as he increases, we must decrease. God's not about making Andy Taylor or the Kingdom Cowboy famous, or any of us. He's about making his son famous. And so if we will make that our priority and get ourselves out of the way, which is going to be a challenge. It's always a challenge for us to get out of our way and get out of God's way. The element of pride is that we are all at great risk for pride, because the way God is doing things, and God is doing it through plain old people like us. I say that as a compliment to you out there. I'm not putting you down. I think there's something to be said for plain old people like us. If he's going to use us like that, then we got to be paying attention to what he's saying. Walk it out. And again, your question, what can a person do? Get your focus on the Lord. Take some time, which we've gone into a lot on these previous podcasts. Take some time where it's just you and him. And if you decide that, if you decide, you know what, I am going to spend some, it's always just you and him. And he's got time for you. You never have to wait in line. Again, the real prize of spending time with God is not what he gives, not what he says, not how he blesses you. The real prize is his presence. And so if we go looking for and to enjoy his presence, we're going to always get rewarded that way. And what I'm finding out is if I go with no agenda, God tells me the things that are in his heart for me, for the house, and those kind of things.
We always say you're on a need and no basis.
That's right.
And
that's
he'll right. always give it to you when you need it. Mm-hmm. Not exactly at your timing. And that's what happens a lot of time.
Yeah.
Submitting to the process. There's a lot more to that than just it's called submit to the process. Mm-hmm. I need some things to do to get started. I'm brand new at this, or I'm not. And I just don't understand what you mean by submit to the process. I just walked in the doors and I was like, I'm ready to submit to the process. I want to, but I don't know what to do. Like you sitting on the edge of your bed and you just ask. I'm asking you, this is something you would ask the Father. Is the Lord, open. I'm submitting.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
So what I would do there is, again, just realize and understand God knows where you are. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows where you are. He knows the changes, the adjustments that need to be made in you spiritually, emotionally, physically, all those things. He knows. Jesus said, I'm the way. the truth and the life. So he's all that for us. And so I think, Gabe, again, we can make this real complicated or we can make it really simple. And that is submitting to the process is we understand that we're being conformed into the image of Jesus. I'll also throw out there that Paul said this in one of his letters, maybe said it more than once. He said, I don't count myself as having arrived or having attained. So he's still in the process. He's still learning. He's still being spiritually formed and shaped. And these things that we're going through, these hard things that we're going through in life, they are designed, a lot of them, by God to perfect us. And we go through these things. It reveals our strengths and our weaknesses. God's tweaking on us. He's maturing us. He's seasoning us in this thing because he needs mature, seasoned people that he can use in this move, which maybe, I believe it is, maybe the greatest move of God there'll ever be. He needs mature, seasoned people who are not in it for themselves, who are in it for the purposes of God, who don't have an agenda, but only the agenda of God. I'm getting the chill bumps on this because this is good stuff right here, that only have the agenda of God and are mature and seasoned enough and have enough good people around them that will caution them when they see any kind of minute signs of pride that could keep that from going ahead and fully manifesting. All those kind of things are happening, and they're happening right now. There's never been a better time. It's not a bad time, but there's never been a better time to get the focus on the Father, get deeper in your relationship. And God's, if you'll do that, God's doing a quicker work. He's going to do those things in you that need to be changed and tweaked and adjusted. What he's doing in you, Gabe, might be totally something different than what he's doing in me. Again, it's a personal thing. He's the architect.
He's not going to do it unless you ask, unless you submit and open up.
You know, he's there to do it.
Yeah.
And we can keep him from doing it, right? We can. We have that liberty. We've been called to liberty. So we have the liberty not to do it. That's just dumb. There's no other word for that. The process is God is conforming us into the image of Jesus. All these things that everything we're going through, mountains, valleys, all that, it says, all things work together for the good of those who are called, for those who love God. So whatever you're going through, you'll start to look for God in it. And it's part of his perfecting you, forming you and shaping you into your true identity, who you really are. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory, says over in Colossians 1:27. So, Gabe, concluding today's podcast, let's come up with two or three things that those that are listening to the podcast can think about, meditate on, and apply to their own life. First off, I think we started off talking about the awakening. So I would just say, number one, start to pay attention of where you are spiritually. I'm talking to you out there that are listening. Start to pay attention to where you are spiritually and just pursue the Lord a little bit in that and see if what God has to say to you about preparing for where we're at. Two, submit to the process. So there is a process of us being conformed into the image of Jesus. It's a lifetime process, by the way. It's not just a little bit of training and you're just like Jesus. You've been in this alone. You've been walking with the Lord a long time. I've been walking with the Lord a long time. And I've still got a pretty long list of things the Lord's working on in me. We're always a work in progress, but I think this is important too. God will use you right where you are, not where you reach some magical place of being totally matured. He's maturing us in the things that we do, that we go through, the ministry opportunities that we have, open doors, the club. He's maturing us in all those kind of things. So the awakening, number one. Two, submit to the process. And number three, I would ask you that are listening to get your focus on the plan of how God has you gifted, the talents, the anointing, that's a great word, God has for you, and how God would use the things that he's doing in you to touch other people. How is that being worked out in your life? Think about those things.
Those are some things right there, like your gifts, your spiritual gifts, the gifts that you have, your things with your hands, the things with your mind. What is cool is when you really find out what that is, and when you ask him to tell you, that's what's really cool is when you just don't even, you have no idea what it is. And then you ask him for it and then he just shows you what your gifts are.
Yeah.
And I think we can go into that in some other podcasts. There's another topic I want to go into is You've mentioned it twice so far and how important it is, pride. Before other things, pride can really knock.
It's a killer.
It is a killer. It can knock a lot.
Pride comes before the fall is what it says. So everybody, if God's going to be doing things in your life, you're more at risk than anybody else. So we got to keep one another in check for those kind of things.
It's been a good podcast, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. And also, if you want to get more information about the podcast, you can go to andyrtaylor.com. And if you want to tell the rest of your family and friends to download the podcast, you can go get it at your preferred platform, The Kingdom Cowboys, what you're going to search. For Gabe Edney and Andy Taylor, we'll catch you on the next go.
See you next round.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Cowboy podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.